This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you do have to be part of the solution, all right? That's simple. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 556. You get involved, get engaged. We're on the floor right now. They're voting on the COVID-19 relief bill. But let's so we're clear. It's really not the COVID-19 relief bill. It seems to be the worldwide relief bill of some kind. It's infuriating. It's like, I'm not for giving people money just to give people money, but the government shut us down. Let's just be clear. The government has shut us down. So they owe us something. The problem is they're not paying it. We are. I know, I already started, right? But it's true. They're not paying anything. We're paying it all. They're not on the hook for this. We are. You know, the one thing Obama said that I agree with in 100% is elections have consequences. Now, don't they? Right? We all know that to be true. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And you really do have to be involved, engaged, be part of. You know, it's going to make us all crazy. Well, it's going to make me crazy. I don't know about you guys. Well, I'm already there. Some of you already said I don't have far to go anyhow. And all weekend long, I've been hearing about how this is going to get better. They're going to get cleaned up. And COVID's going to give, all this money to us to get this rolling. There's a new payroll protection program. What does that really do for us, though? Many right now are freaking out because they can't pay the last one back. You know, and again, remember, we're supposed to go for payroll. We're supposed to keep people at work. How many of you after your boss got... And again, I'm not blaming your boss. So, just so we're clear. A lot of these guys did want to borrow the money, and I didn't blame them because they didn't know what they were allowed to get, what they were getting back, what they were going to do. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, head up there. Sign up for a weekly email blast. And on top of that, when you're done with the weekly, I mean, seriously, you can sign up for text alerts if you don't like the emails. Text TRS, I had to think about it, to 77222. TRS to 77222. I really would appreciate it. It'll add you to the list, make it easier for us to promote the show. You can actually copy them and then send them to your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, whatever it takes. But don't you love how they're using the COVID? I mean, as a reason why they have to give all this money out. Has anybody heard Nancy talk about really what's in this bill? Some of the things in this bill? I don't think so. I don't think you'll hear it from her at all. She's not going to tip her hand by any stretch of the imagination. You know, remember she's loving this. What is it? These $600 checks they're giving out. You know, they're the best thing since sliced bread, right? You know this already, though. But you remember when the tax cuts came out, and it looked like that employers were going to be able to give employees $1,000, $1,000 bonus check of some kind, right? Remember what she called those? Anybody? Yeah. She called them breadcrumbs, remember? We're giving them all this money, and all we're getting is breadcrumbs. $1,000 were breadcrumbs. But the $600, that's God's gift to life and beyond, apparently. It's just amazing. And you know, as somebody just said, it's not just that it's a crap sandwich, right? I mean, the reality is we're going to be paying for this a long time. You know, people keep forgetting this isn't just printed up money. There's a value behind it that somebody has to pay at some point in time, whether it's me, you, or whoever. But somebody's got to pay this bill. Keep forgetting. You guys just keep forgetting. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I was thinking of that. Look, I'm oversimplifying. I'm not an economic genius, sorry to say. But when you're talking about all this money that they're throwing around everywhere, they could give, now we're coming up with $900 billion or something ridiculous like that. They could give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. They could give every one of them $1 million apiece. And every one of them could blow it, and we'd still be in better financial shape than we are now. Even the businesses, little businesses. I'm not talking about the biggies like B of A. But even the businesses you can give a few bucks to. It's just amazing to me. Double Senior Host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. We'll be back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. No, I'm going to try to say something like that. You're out of your mind. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, just part of the process of making it better instead of worse. What do you think? Would that be really cool? If we could all just hunker down and... if we all just get along. Some of you won't even know what that means. But I'm not gonna explain it. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, like I said, 855-732-5563. You know these COVID numbers that you're finding out. I got a lot I want to get to in a minute, but these COVID numbers all over the place. And I was talking to just today. Now, it can't be any... I live in a pretty decent area. Got some great hospital, or a great hospital, I should say, or some great hospitals. It's a smaller one. Large one and a smaller one. And as I started checking around in different areas, even in California, now, last year was an anomaly. You can't, the numbers are kind of mixed up. You know, were they, now they're going back and say, well, they might have been a COVID, and maybe they weren't COVID, and COVID, because that's all we ever hear about, right? COVID 24/7. So, now as I'm listening to people talk and speak about this at all, you really wonder what the numbers were. So go back 2 years. The numbers in California over the last few years for the flu, can I use the word flu? Is that like illegal now or what's the deal? But for the flu over the last few years, it's amazing to hear these people, like 2 years ago, California was like 85% of the beds were filled with flu victims. Now, I've said this before, and if you're one of those people who's running to the hospital when you get the flu, you know what? None of my business. I don't care. And I'm not being cold. I don't care. This is between you and your body. You know your body better than I do. You know your body better than others do. So if you require to go to the hospital, then go to the hospital. Don't let me slow you down. But honestly, I don't go. I get the flu. Tammy will tell you, you know, 3.5 bottles of daycare. Daycare, you can send me a check if you want to. But, you know, 3.5 bottles of daycare later, I'm good. I crawl in on the bed as I need to when I have the energy, and the flu is the flu is the flu. So, anyhow, so 2 years ago, I think it was 85, 87% of the beds were filled with flu victims, right? And then last year, well, about to say maybe a little higher, but I can't figure out whether it was COVID or not. Last I looked, this year we had, 2 years ago we had 85,000 deaths from the seasonal flu. Think about that. And all of a sudden, while we're here, right? I know it's not proper radio or TV etiquette, but I don't really care. So let's look up seasonal flu death in the U.S. You got to go back to 2018. So let's throw out some numbers, and let's see how crazy this might be. All right? The skewed year is 18-19, but we already know why. Okay, go back. What are you doing to me? All right, so here we go. In 2015-16, we had 280,000 people in the hospital for the seasonal flu. Okay? Now, they say it could be, and they're giving you, that's what they can prove, but they believe it to be closer to 480,000. All right? Now, this comes from the CDC. This is not Joe Messina's Wikipedia. So you got almost 480,000 at the high, but they believe it truly was about 280,000. They had 23,000 die. All right? And again, it's really funny because when it comes to the regular seasonal flu, they give you variations, but not with COVID. Right? With COVID, and everybody dies from the COVID, and that's it, and you will believe that, and that's all there is to it. It's just amazing. So, the high end, according to Bloomberg, is 35,000 deaths. The low end, 23. In 2016-17, somewhere between 500,000 and 860,000, did you hear that? 500,000 and 860,000 deaths. Hospitalizations. And again, remember, a lot of people just don't go to the hospital for the flu. It's usually the older folks that are having trouble breathing and they need something. A lot of people simply go to the doctor. They get whatever medication they got to get, or they, like me, they just stay home and they guzzle orange juice and, you know, drink daycare. So in 17, when you had between 500 and 860,000 hospitalizations, we had anywhere between 38 and 61,000 deaths, okay? Come on, think this through. So at the high end, now, because they don't give you a whole bunch of detail, it's kind of hard to do this. But let's since they do it with COVID, let's do it with the seasonal flu. What do you think? Wouldn't that only be fair? So let's say that about 60,000 people died in 2016-17 seasonal flu period. 2017-18, they had between 810 and 1.4 million hospitalizations. Anybody home? You listen? Are you hearing this? Okay. And when you push that out of the way, what you come up with is between 61 and 95,000 deaths. All right? I mean, come on. Seriously, people. Between 61 and 90, nothing. Where were the shutdowns? 1.4 million people. Where were the shutdowns? ...2018-19 is still playing with the numbers because, yeah, they're going, you just don't know what was, whatever. So for the seasonal flu, it takes a majorly drop. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Remember, these are CDC numbers, not Joe Mazzino numbers. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a bit.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is expected to send a coronavirus relief bill to President Trump tonight as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. Part of that package is a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says getting those direct payments was something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that the stimulus payments should begin to go out after Christmas.
There are still parts of the economy that are particularly hard hit.
as you know, we've been working on for months, additional money for those parts of the economy, and we couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. I mean, many of you try to be. I got it. But seriously, don't be part of the problem. And if you get involved, you get engaged, you get information, you won't be part of the problem. I guarantee it. Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Where did I put those numbers? Oh, they're there. Okay. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, back at it. So we're talking about the real numbers, the real COVID / seasonal flu numbers. And when you look at these numbers, you have to, I mean, if you're an honest person, if you're not an honest person, you just want to make Joe Biden and that team look good and you'll poo-poo all these. But these have been put together from the CDC. The problem is the way they put these numbers together. It's kind of hard to understand. And if you want to know all the numbers, you got to go back and get the last segment. You know, we always podcast our shows when we're done. And so in 2017-18, hospitalizations were somewhere between 810,000 and 1.4 million. Well, yeah, a heck of a spread. But still, there, right? The deaths attributed to the seasonal flu range between go somewhere from 61,000 to 95,000. Come on, let that sink in for a second. All right? Where did all those deaths go this year? Now, in 2018-19, because of all the aggravation, because, you know, you really, I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it. Right? We really don't know what was COVID, what wasn't, what they were calling COVID and what they weren't. Hospitalizations for the common flu. Now, isn't it funny? Listen up. So, let's just go with the low end, all right? In the lowest end there is. So in 2015-16, there were 280,000 hospitalizations. In 2016-17, there was 500,000, half a million. Right? Almost a dual increase. Right? An increase of 200,000. In 2017-18, it went to 810,000. Again, another increase of over 200,000, right? I mean, I know it's like 310,000, but I'm just saying, over 200,000 again. In 2018-19, listen, even if you barely made it out of sixth grade, this doesn't make any sense. Right? You're looking at a drop It dropped to 490,000. The high end on the death side, you know, searching for the numbers to make it look right, in 2018 it was 1.4 million. In 2019, it drops in half to about 750,000. Is anybody home? Anybody listening? See, they bank on the fact that most Americans, and most Americans don't, not pounding on Americans as a whole, but, you know, you all got your jobs to do. I get it. You know, I'm not stupid. I got it. You're out there working. I got that, too. But you can't let them pull the wool over your eyes. And in 2018-19, again, deaths, right? High end of the deaths in 17-18 were 95,000, give or take. In 18-19, they were 52,000. Hello? Hello? So somehow, we had cured the seasonal flu in 18 and 19. Right? I mean, just amazing. And when you look at the CDC, each year the CDC will estimate the burden of the flu in the U.S. They use models that, you know, these perfect computers give to them. Right? They try to come up with the seasonal numbers. And they have these spreads that are hard to understand. You really got to work at it. So, like, for instance, let's just take 2015-16. I'm not trying to get you crazy with the numbers, but I want you to hear them for real, right? So, this is how good they are. God bless. So, in 2016-17, their estimate was 500,000. The reality was closer to 860,000, right, in hospitalizations. Their estimate of deaths in 216,000-217,000 was going to be 38,000 they figured would die. And they only missed it by a little bit. It came in at a little over 60,000, right? Who are we supposed to listen to? And we're supposed to trust these people. 17 and 18, their estimate was 810,000. The real number was 1.4 million. Same thing when it comes to the estimate of deaths. Their estimate was a little over 60K. And they ended up with closer to 100,000. And we're supposed to believe these people, right? It's just amazing. And they do have numbers. I'm not going to go through them. I don't want to put you to sleep. But they do have the numbers of the symptomatic illnesses. Like, you had it, you tested positive for whatever it was, whatever the flu was, and you were nailed. And like I said before, not everybody goes to the hospital with it. So let's just take a random year, right? Let's just take 16-17 for giggles. So they estimate about 58,000 people had the symptoms. Okay, you know, had it, showed the symptoms. Out of the 58,000, 27,000 went to the hospital. All right? I mean, again, to make it easy so you don't take off your shoes and count on your toes, I mean, it's almost half, right? Run half. And it sounds about right, because I know plenty of people who get the flu and just stay at home. I don't blame them. You really want to be... Come on, guys. You really want to be at the hospital when you're sick? I want to be home in my own bed. I don't want to get anybody else sick. Don't get me wrong. But I want to be in my own bed. And let's God bless America. Let's line that up with COVID deaths, COVID here in this country. Because here's the deal. They're claiming... Let me see. At this point, so they're claiming that right now we're at 300,000, give or take, deaths here in the U.S. All right? And as the writer puts it, not Joe, the coronavirus pandemic has shaved off 0.01% of the U.S. population. But they're only accounting for 328 million. It's funny how they count the illegals when they want to for other things. But they don't count them in real and for reality. So in other words, we're closer to 360 million Americans, not 328 million. They are incorrect. All right? They claim there's over 200,000 coronavirus cases every day. The problem I have with that, though, is I'm understanding, finding out, and talking to some people that if I go get tested on Monday and I'm positive, and I go back and get tested, I don't know, 5 days later, 10 days later, to see if I still have it, and it comes up positive, I count twice. Think about that. That's just crazy. It's beyond crazy. And now what they're doing is they're lining this up. The number of people killed by COVID-19 in the U.S. is now 100 times the death toll of 9/11, 6 times out of Vietnam, and twice out of World War I, and slightly above the country's combat deaths in World War II, but still far below the 675,000 that believed to have been killed by the 1918 influenza pandemic. Yeah, let's not get people too nervous, right? God bless. But I still want to get back to the fact that they're talking about 300,000 deaths. But do you see that the number of seasonal deaths have dropped to almost zero for the seasonal flu? That is impossible. If the flu numbers kept rising the way they were supposed to, fell in line with the way they were rising on a regular basis, of those 300,000 deaths, over 100,000 of those would be because of the seasonal flu, but they're not even checking for that anymore. All right. I'm going to get some oxygen. I'm going to breathe. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Listen to the website.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Please answer the question.
Can one guy be? I kissed her. And
we are back.
Me
like you listen to the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. Really, seriously. I mean, just get involved and get engaged. Once you do that, everything else will fall into place because you'll be able to pay attention and you'll know truly what's happening. We've been talking about the fake COVID numbers. When I say that, again, we're not saying that the flu is fake or the virus is fake. I'm saying the pandemic, as they are laying it out, is fake. It's a way to control you. It's a way to get you afraid. It's a way to push you into a whole different position. Found out about some people in my near area that haven't left the house since March. Everything's delivered. They don't step outside at all. And don't you love it? Places like California, locked down, mask laden, the whole nine yards, shut down the bars, the restaurants, and everything else. But there's spiking everywhere. How'd that happen? I mean, isn't that supposed to save us? So, I don't know. I have no idea, really, how they're coming up with their numbers. Really how they're doing the testing. Remember, we have doctors from inside that are telling us almost 50% of the diagnoses are fake. Well, excuse me, I should say fake. Misread. Misdiagnosed. And Elon Musk, one of the biggest names around, He said, look, he took the test four times in one day. Two came back positive, two came back negative, which shows you that that number is true. So, again, if you take out the, I don't know, 100,000, let's just, even though it should be more than that, it should be at the rate of growing 1.2, 100,000, I don't know. you just got to look at this, and you have to wonder how much of these, even these numbers you're giving us are real, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the media's been no real help in all. You already know this. I don't have to tell you this. The media's no real help in this. They love misreporting it because it was making Trump look bad. I mean, if you think about this, and they're not going to give him any credit for this, virus vaccine. None at all. Except they're telling us that it couldn't be done. Remember that? But if you go back in September, I think it was, CNN announced that 200,000 people had died from COVID. And they tried various ways of rubbing in the $200,000 figure, $200,000 death figure. Best effort was, this infographic that they put up. And, glaring to US-19 deaths are equal to having the 9/11 attacks every day for the last 66 days. Ooh. Here's a less biased. Well, you got to look at this comparison for real to line it up to understand. The CDC estimated about 177,000 Americans died in total during the 17-18 flu season. Now, the reason they lumped them together, remember, the number I gave you earlier was closer to 95, remember? Okay, this shows you how the CDC is very fluid. And I'm sure they get updates, to give them, the benefit of the doubt. They get updates on a quarterly basis as to what they misdiagnosed or what have you. But these deaths were either flu-related directly or related from pneumonia, because they consider that part of it. Right? And it was just a bad year all the way around. They saw more people in with coughs and colds and flus and sniffles and all that stuff. And even back then, before they quote-unquote knew about COVID, they were telling us it seemed to be an increase in the flu and flu type of things, colds. So you want to wash your hands more often, you want to cough into your elbows more often. As a matter of fact, they even made up posters to go up all over the place. Right? And remember, I told you it's very hard. You really have to sit there and go through these numbers to kind of understand what they're doing and what they're looking for. And there was no panic, right? Even at 177 plus thousand deaths as a whole, there was still no panic. We shut nothing down, right? We shut down no businesses. We didn't keep kids out of schools. We didn't make them wear masks. We didn't do, disinfecting smog or fog everywhere. We didn't do any of that stuff. Right? We didn't lock people in homes. Because we didn't panic. On the same day that CNN announced, the CDC officially posted, and they updated it back then in September, that there were 187,000 deaths attributed in some way to COVID. Right? So it never stops in the way this kind of vacillates back and forth, if you would. The CDC itself caused a stir at the end of August, remember? It estimated the virus directly caused only 6% of the... I mean, when I say direct cause, I mean they had no other issues, no respiratory issues, no compromised immune system, none of that. It's just straight COVID deaths. This is from the CDC, not from Joe Messina. Where only 6%, or caused only 6% of the 187,000 deaths that were flu/cold/pneumonia related. I didn't realize until recently how much of that they lumped together. Okay? That, for those of you who don't have that many toes and fingers, that comes to be just above a little over 11,000 deaths. So, if you really want to get down to it, you really want to be honest about it, 100% honest, 11,000 people have died directly from COVID. Only COVID, nothing else. Okay? The other 94% died because COVID added to the situation and the problem that they had. All right? And over 90% of those were... Anybody guess? Anybody? Come on, come on. You guys are so smart. Jump on this. Yeah, it was in the elderly. Thank you. Almost all of those 11,000-plus deaths were in the elderly. Not teenagers, not 20s, not 30s. Now, tests for the presence of the bug are, you know, they're prone to false positives. And this is, look, this is not just with this. This is something they've had problems with for decades. Right? So this is, you can't just stick this all on the rush to look for COVID-19. And false positives are not normally a big concern, but because of the huge amount of testing they're doing, they have to be a huge concern. We were, I guess it, by the end of September, beginning of October, we were testing over 800,000 a day. I mean, this was like quadruple the amount. This is why I said to you, when they said the numbers were surging, now I know I don't have to explain this to you guys. You guys are well-versed, well-informed, intelligent people. But when they said that these things, all of a sudden COVID was surging, well, they were testing so many people. Right? I mean, exponentially going up like crazy. So you wouldn't expect it was going to go down, were you? Even a tiny false positive rate, when you're testing that many, is bad. It sounds bad. It's terrible. They said for every million tests you do, you ready for this? According to the article, for every million tests you do, 9,500 will be false. Okay, the test results are false. Come on, let that sink in. Now, it might be odd that the testing numbers are going up, even, you know, when you look at the deaths are dropping. How come nobody talks about that? The test results, we're testing more, so the test results are going up, and, but yet deaths are dropping. Come on, these numbers make sense to no one with two brain cells at work. So ultimately, what does this mean? It means when you test more, you're going to get more positives. And not all those positives are real. Almost half of them are false. And while even though the testing is going up, and it looks like we have more cases, the deaths are going down. So I don't know how you deal with all that. Again, just getting mad at the other side doesn't help. So just make sure you share. Matter of fact, I'll do a story later. I mean, I'll do a post later on the website, and I'll post all of these up there for you. So every one of them will show. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who joins me in the next hour? If you're a regular, you'll know. If not, you'll have to come back and find out. I am Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.